From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Liam Elder Connors. Vermont's congressional delegation has condemned President Trump's comments at a press conference following his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday. Senator Patrick Leahy said that Trump's remarks undermine U.S. security interests. Leahy called them dangerous and shameful. Senator Bernie Sanders called the press conference a, quote, embarrassing spectacle, and Representative Peter Welch said the president chose to side with Putin rather than the U.S. intelligence agencies in spite of evidence that Russia tried to sabotage the 2016 election. Welch also said the Republican congressional leaders said were, quote, willing to look the other way. The Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union has gotten a lukewarm response from the state's attorney's candidates to its survey on a range of criminal justice issues. James Lyles, executive director of ACLU Vermont, and he says elected prosecutors play a huge, perhaps unrecognized role in the criminal justice system.
No public official has more power to implement those kinds of reforms than elected prosecutors. Vermont has also said that they're more likely to favor candidates for state's attorney who will increase transparency and accountability. And so this survey is an effort to do that, to increase transparency and attention to an important office that often flies under the radar.
Of the 20 candidates surveyed, Lyle says three gave full responses. Many other responses were prepared collectively by the Department of State's attorneys and sheriffs. The survey can be found at acuvermont.org. And this note of disclosure, ACLU Vermont is a VPR underwriter. Officials at Vermont's Department of Veterans Affairs Medical Center say three operating rooms have reopened after a sprinkler burst late last month, causing water damage in the rooms. The White River Junction VA said yesterday that crews were still working on a fourth operating room. The Burlington City Council is pushing for a resolution to a contract dispute between nurses and management at the University of Vermont Medical Center. Both parties say they'll resume negotiations on July 24th. The nurses went on a two-day strike last week. And in Stowe, officials have denied a request for a road to remain nameless. The Stowe Reporter says residents on the private road with no name had asked for an exemption from the requirement that roads with four or more houses have names, and the paper quotes residents raising a number of concerns, including additional traffic. But the town says it's a public safety issue and that road names and E911 addresses are critical to helping first responders. Taking a look now at the Eye on the Sky forecast for the VPR listening region today, some showers and thunderstorms likely in the south, scattered to the north. Some severe storms are possible. Highs today in the upper 70s and mid-80s, and tonight a slight and diminishing chance of showers around sundown. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.